It is refreshing to have a politician named Campbell who's actually willing to sit down and talk with the labor movement. A Campbell who believes organized labor has an important contribution to make in our province. A Campbell who believes every citizen in his community counts. Sisters and brothers, please join me in welcoming our mayor of Vancouver, Larry Campbell.
How are you doing? Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Angie. I come here this year with a heavy heart. I don't know how quite to tell you this, but I've discovered that many of the high-ranking members of the Federation of Labor are right. I golfed with Jim Sinclair. First hole right. Second hole right, third hole center, you get the picture. The worst part...
It was funnier than that.
The worst part about it was he'd bought his clubs from another union leader, and it's easy to see why he sold them. Because the other union leader was left, 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 and center. I was the only one who alternated just a little left of center, just a little right of center, but down the fairway. It's a bit intimidating standing before you today. I don't think I've spoken to a group this large. Big labor in all of its power and glory. I read the papers. I know that the BC Federation of Labor has a plan to take over the province. I don't know what the big deal is. You took over Vancouver. We're still here. If you want garbage picked up in our city, big labor picks it up. You want a bus ride in this town? Big labor is behind the wheel. You need a building permit? Big labor again, doing the paperwork. It's like the song says, without your brain and muscle, not a single wheel would turn. And brothers and sisters, that's exactly the way I like it. I'm very proud of my relationship with the labor movement, and I appreciate the work that you and your members do every day to improve the lives of everyone in our city. If you come to my office, when you walk into it, you'll see my favorite picture. It's of the sewer crew and me standing together with our picture taken. It actually looks like Big Augie, me, and Bigger Augie standing around me. And I just want to tell you why that happened. I got an email from a person who told me that his niece was getting married. And when they arrived at the church for the rehearsal, we'd cut the road to lay sewer and they couldn't get in there. And the bride got out of the car and promptly fainted. This is the honest to God truth. And the first aid guy from the sewer crew helped her. And they backfilled it, went in, did the rehearsal. The next day when they came there, they'd taken cold asphalt, and they'd covered that up so the cars could go in there. That's the kind of people we have working for our city. Now, the attitude I'm trying to get rid of is that when I phoned the city engineer and I wanted to know who this crew was, there was this huge panic about me being concerned that they'd used cold patch when they weren't authorized to. We have to get rid of that. And this initiative was taken not by engineering, but by one of the guys on the crew who said, this is the right thing to do. And I see this every day in our city. The reality is this. Your participation and support in the last municipal election has allowed us to move Vancouver in a new progressive direction. And let me tell you some of the things we've been able to do thanks to your support, and some of the things we've done because we value the working people of our city. When I welcomed you here a year ago, Vancouver Coastal Health's supervised injection site, the first in North America, had only been open for 2 months. It was controversial. George Bush's drug czar called our program state-sponsored suicide. I asked somebody if I have trouble getting into the United States because of this. They said, no, but you're going to have a hell of a time getting home. Insight has now been open for a year, and the results are coming in. Between 500 and 800 injections a day, not in the street, not in back alleys, but in a health facility, treatment and support is available. You can read in the paper from various people that this hasn't made a difference. I would invite you to go down and talk to the Chinatown merchants. I'd invite you to go down and talk to the elderly who for years, because of government neglect, were held hostage in their houses because the streets were full of drug pushers. We've had several hundred overdose, they call them incidences. I was a coroner. I went to 300 a year in the city. These are not incidents. These are people dying, our children, our mothers and our fathers. And not one fatality in Insight. The Woodward's building. A year ago, we lit up the W on the roof. This year, we're moving ahead with a massive redevelopment, including social housing, new education facilities, market housing, and retail. The heart of the downtown east side is coming back to life. And our council has told the developer that we selected to find a way to ensure all construction work done at Woodward's is done by Federation affiliates. We knew the downtown east side would be a struggle when we got elected. I spent enough time down there. Jim Green had spent enough time down there. But we didn't anticipate some of the other challenges that we would face, like the developer who couldn't put a grocery store in a vital new project on the east side because Canada Safeway had a covenant on it and was not prepared to release it. I stepped in, I contacted Safeway, and asked the company to reconsider. They did, and between themselves and the developer, they came to an agreement. And there will be a grocery store in that project, and I expect that every single person in there will be unionized. I didn't realize how tough it would be to win new investments in transit. And your federation was front and center supporting the transit plan. Many of the transportation unions in this room know how tough that fight was. It split my own party. But I'm proud that we were successful in winning TransLink and GVRD support for a massive investment in buses, rapid cycling infrastructure and roads that our region desperately needs, the opportunity to have one group in the small buses under one organization, the return of night buses, no contracting out. These were all achieved within the last 2 years. Commuters need that investment. Our economy needs it, and our environment needs it. And we will get the job done. One of the surprises when I ran for office was that gambling was not an issue. Within months, we were confronting some very tough choices. At that time, Vancouver had 7 gambling locations, a racetrack in crisis, and a downtown casino that had locked out its workers. Gambling expansion in Burnaby and Richmond were threatening our charity bingo. Hundreds of workers were facing permanent job loss if we didn't find a way forward. I listened to you. I listened to the people who were part of QP Outside Workers if we moved on the P&E. I listened to you for those workers that were working on the backstretch on the track. We worked it through. Next year, we will have 2 gambling locations in this city, a casino and a racetrack. Yes, we will have slot machines, but the charities that rely on bingo revenue are protected. Impacts on neighborhoods are reduced, and every one of those hundreds of union jobs are protected. But I want to go one step further. It is every intention, from my point of view, to get together with the other mayors in the Lower Mainland and to take some of those profits that flow to our city and put them into a center of excellence for addiction, alcohol, tobacco, drugs, gambling. We need to address all of these, and it's our responsibility. It probably comes as a surprise to you to know that I'm the kind of person who likes to live large. I like labor. I like big labor even better. I want to thank you for the support that you have given to us and the leadership you've shown to find solutions to the problems facing our city. We may not always agree, but we never, ever stop talking. We never, ever stop trying to find a way that will be beneficial for both sides. I appreciated your support in the past, and I look forward to working with you and having your support in the future. Welcome to Vancouver. Have a wonderful, wonderful convention. Spend lots of money. I need to repeat that. Spend lots of money and enjoy the beautiful weather that you see outside. It's not raining. That's considered beautiful here. Thank you so much.